be upon you, namaste, and all that jazz. Just a short public service announcement from Safe AK, also known as the Funny Fat Man, and sometimes known as Susan in job interviews. I guess this is a special mini podcast about the art of forgiveness. In life, you're going to come across a lot of people that wrong you. Sometimes you might be lucky enough to have a group of people working together against you, conspiring in a clandestine and somewhat sneaky, underhanded kind of way. And you might find yourself unable to forgive and forget. You cannot forget, and you will never be able to forgive. There are many people in this world that have wronged me. Many, many people. And there still are a number of people that continue to wrong me. The only thing, and the reason why is because I'm not going to list those. I'm not going to name and shame. But what I will say is this, believe it or not, I learned over the last 2 years the art of forgiveness, but never forgetfulness. Allow me to explain. Forgive all your enemies. Forgive them. It's easier said than done, but once you accomplish it, great things can happen and you'll see it for yourself. When you forgive those who've wronged you, you learn the ultimate lesson of life. Life is too short to hold a grudge. Life is too short to bear someone ill will. Just now talking with my mother about an individual who wronged me. Grammar police, forgive me. I'm still working on one cup of coffee, and it's when I have my second cup, I tend to be better grammatically speaking. Anyway, I was reminiscing about somebody. How can one reminisce? Because reminisce is usually positive memories, and there was positive memories around the scenario. But 11 years ago, an individual wronged me, screwed me over, deliberately held back from me my footage of comedy gigs so that I could not partake in the Amman Comedy Festival taking place in September 2008. This little sneaky toad rag, he went and he represented Egypt, and everybody was like, oh, look, Egypt has a stand-up comedian. I'm like, motherfuckers, I've been doing comedy since 2002. But lo and behold, 6 years later, everyone thinks only this guy is the only champion of Egypt. And this guy is the one that's going around and touring around the world with various big names such as Angelo Soucharis and Maysoon Zaid and Ahmed Ahmed and so on and so forth, and working with Comedy Central Arabia. Well, people, there's an old Chinese proverb. If you sit by the river long enough, the body of your enemy will float past. And I sit by the river long and hard, contemplating, but I also forgive. I forgive my enemies. I forgive that little sneaky toe rag. Even though he thought he screwed me over, sometimes what appears like screwing over or closing windows and doors of opportunity, I say windows because sometimes people like to come in through a window rather than through a door. You know, Romeo and Juliet, they always came through windows rather than through doors. Unless you want to get pedantically translative about the whole, you know, scenario as to whether Romeo came in through the window, the door, the back door. Nobody knows except literature professors, and who cares what they say. Anyway, point is, don't hold grudges because you're essentially letting a part of your mind be occupied with that grudge. Forgive your enemies. It's the most powerful impact you can have upon them. Never forget what they did. Never forget. Don't suddenly become all chummy chummy buddy buddy and, like, you know, put them in your speed dial and start calling them and hanging out with them and procrastinating with them. No. Fuck them. Fuck them in the ear. Fuck them in the ass with a rusty chainsaw. But if anyone ever wrongs you, when you learn the art of forgiving them, you actually become more powerful because you do not allow them to hold any control over your emotions. Now, I know it might come across like there's residual grudge that I hold towards, or animosity that I hold towards somebody that wronged me. That's because I'm human, and when you can forgive but not forget, there's always going to be the residue of that feeling of holding a grudge, so to speak. But believe you me, more power to you when you can shut down the enemy by forgiving them. Never forgetting, but forgiving. And believe me, forgiveness is a much more powerful tool than you give it credit for, because when you forgive your enemy, you allow yourself the ability to move on, to heal from whatever insurrection that enemy befell upon you. Now, I know we're talking in nice old-fashioned English, and if there were some words that you didn't understand, to my non-English-speaking listeners, by all means, I'm always happy to answer in-depth English questions. This has been Safe AK, also known as the Funny Fat Man, and sometimes known as Susan in job interviews. Peace be upon you, namaste, and all that jazz. My podcasts are available on the iTunes Music Store, on Apple Music Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts.